Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are. You're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears. Lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Hello?
Hey, Brayden.
Oh, Gary, I see here by my caller ID that it's you, Gary Butterfield.
Yeah, it's a nice invention you got there.
Cool.
Do you want to pitch it to me?
Well, okay, so imagine, if you will, the telephone that you use to call people also tells you the number that is calling you. And if you program it in, because it has like a memory bank, if you will, it you can assign a name to a number, or even a ringtone, and then when that person calls, you'd know who it is.
Wow, that sounds great. I'm on board.
Yeah,
it's
already been invented.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll talk to you later.
No, you called me.
Oh, I called you, shit, okay. Yeah, I forgot. I was just thinking about, I want to tell you about this bad day I had.
Oh,
day. Like, you're my friend, and I figured you could, commiserate with me about it. So I was at work, and, the holidays are coming up, and you know what that means, right?
No.
Pizza party. There was a pizza party at work. And one of my coworkers, I spent the whole time, I was eating all this pizza, and it was making my mouth really dry, you know?
Sure.
And I was crazy thirsty. And has that ever happened to you? Like, you just eat a lot of pizza and then get really thirsty?
Sure, yeah, that happens all the time, especially if you have something like a pepperoni or olives or even a bacon. It's very salty.
Yeah, cheese. Like, any of those things is just going to make sauce, dough. It's going to make the pizza make you really thirsty. And the whole time, I'm just eating pizza, just kind of looking around expectantly, and nothing happens. And then, so afterwards, today, when this was on Tuesday, today when I went into work, I asked my coworker, I said, like, hey, what was going on with that? And she said, oh, well, I actually brought some Pepsi, but I forgot it. I forgot to mention that I had Pepsi. I had Pepsi in my bag the entire time.
Oh, wow. That's kind of weird.
It was a lot of, suffering for no good reason. Like, I was thirsty all night.
Yeah.
I was depressed. Like, I couldn't sleep. I slept poorly the whole night. I just kept thinking about how thirsty I was and how much It was awful. It was one of my most dehydrating, humiliating experiences I've had at work. And I spent all the time looking at those envelopes, which was both dehydrating and humiliating.
Yeah, and obviously the Sandman wasn't around to, like, put you to sleep.
Yeah, there was nothing. He must have the night off or something like that.
Okay.
I was thinking about, what would be, a better way for this? Like, how do I stop future generations from going to pizza parties, not realizing that there's Pepsi, and thus being depressed and dehydrated?
Okay. How would you go about doing that? This seems like a Herculean task.
Well, it is a Herculean task, and for a Herculean task, you need a Herculean solution. And this Herculean solution that we found is known as Pepsi Excuse Me.
Okay. Pepsi is from the, like, Pepsi Max and Pepsi Diet and whatnot, like, family?
Yeah, it's made by PepsiCo. PepsiCo. And this is the only Pepsi product that politely announces when it enters the room.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
Yeah, can you imagine if my coworker comes in with a big stack of fresh pies? Like, they just got a bunch of cheesy pies, and they come in, and you get all excited for the pizza, and you're not thinking about whether you're going to be thirsty after you eat the pizza. But then from their bag, you just hear this, excuse me? Excuse me, I'm Pepsi.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I'm Pepsi,
yeah.
Drink me.
Now,
yeah.
This is good because, like, okay, I have a every other Sunday or so, I go over to a friend's house. We play a bunch of video games. We order a pizza. We go to the website of this pizza, and I don't want to buzz market it, but we go to the website, and it says, as soon as we put in our order for our pizza, we, hit, checkout. they're always like, once you eat, you're going to want to drink. And it shows a big picture of like a Pepsi 2 liter. And I think to myself, yeah, but how am I going to know it's in my house?
Yeah, well, what if the like, in that situation, I'm thinking about the times I've had that happen, and I'm constantly wondering whether the delivery driver forgot it or not.
Sure.
Like, I put down the bag he gives me, immediately start eating my fresh pie, and you know, who knows if that drink is in the bag?
Nobody knows.
No, and if I could get up and check, but by that point, I'm probably pretty dangerously dehydrated.
Right. Well, yeah, and like if you get up, the bag's probably not on the table. You have to get up. Your pizza's going to get cold, and nobody likes cold pizza.
No. I mean, and the thing is, I don't know if you've heard this before, but the Surgeon General recently released a new food pyramid, and you need 8 ounce glasses of Pepsi a day to stay hydrated.
Really?
Yeah.
That is shocking. That is shocking news.
I mean, the popular wisdom is that you get enough Pepsi just from the food you eat.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a little bit of Pepsi in all of it. But in truth, like, you're going to need 64 ounces of Pepsi. So that's a few 2 liters right there just to feel normal. That's probably why, you know, we feel so run down and shitty all the time.
It could be. And, like, you know, like, I know that whenever I'm not drinking Pepsi for a while, like, you know, 20 minutes to an hour, I start to feel real run down and, like, kind of, like, have, like, a crash of a sort, you know?
Yeah. See, I mean, you really got to keep that Pepsi going, you know?
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, this is a good idea. It's a Pepsi that lets you know that it's there in case you forget, or maybe somebody else forgot who brought it, or even just, like, to get the party started.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, so not only does it let you know and does it get the party started, but it's important to note that it does it politely. I mean, I think we all remember from a couple years back that debacle with the Coke fuck you.
I don't remember that. Please continue.
It didn't stay around for very long, and right now you can only get it at the you know, Food for Less, that store that we talked about that just sells discounted food,
right?
Discounted expired food that we have in Portland. So you go to the store and you pick up your 2 liter of Coke fuck you, and the whole way in the car it's like, fuck you, I hate black people, thanks Obama. Like, it's just this racist, terrible soda, you know. And it's unpleasant. Like, you know, yeah. It's there, so it gets the job done. You know, like, when you're in a bar or something like that and a racist walks in, like, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
You can usually
It's a lot like, but you, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, but you don't, you, it's not pleasant. It's not polite.
No.
You know, so that's the innovation that the soda engineers at Pepsi have come up with for the Pepsi Excuse Me.
Okay. Now, Gary, I got to be honest with you. When I first heard the name of this Pepsi Excuse Me, I thought it was going to be a Pepsi, and nothing against the Pepsi company, who I love. And, you know, now I'm going to start drinking my 8 ounce glasses, of Pepsi, but nothing against them. But when you said Pepsi, excuse me, I thought that it was going to be a Pepsi that apologized for the fact that you brought Pepsi.
You must be thinking of RC Condolences.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Yeah, it's a competing product that just, you know, you're not going to spring for the top shelf stuff. You're going to bring in Royal Crown. You might as well just get the apology done with.
Sure. I like this product a lot. I mean, because as we mentioned, I do get thirsty, and I didn't even know I was supposed to drink 8 8-ounce glasses of Pepsi. So, like, having something there that's very polite and nice to remind me, not only
and not racist.
There and not racist, that's also important, but to remind me that it's there, and that I should, you know, continue to drink it. I think that's fantastic.
The politeness is really, really important, you know, because the thing, the two companies, we have Pepsi, right? And Pepsi is like VH1, you know, and it's as you get older, you know, you get a little bit more adult, you get a little bit more contemporary, you get a little bit more adult contemporary, and that's what you want. Whereas Coke is this kind of like MTV generation thing, because before Coke fuck you, they also had Ku Klux Coke. As you get older, like, you don't want that. And the other thing that I like about Pepsi, excuse me, is it's part of this whole line of products, you know, that they have, because they know that just one Pepsi product is not going to give you all the essential, you know, dyes that you need in a given day.
Right. And I think you're really hitting on something with this idea that, like, you could have regional-based Pepsi, excuse me. It's like, if you were in the UK, it would be like Pepsi Pardon Mum.
Pepsi Pardon.
Like that.
Yeah, and if you were in Germany, it'd be Pepsi Yeah, Pepsi Gutentag. Pepsi Moshi Moshi, Pepsi High.
Yeah.
And in the South, you have Pepsi Howdy. You know, whatever it can do to politely announce its presence. And then if you don't like Pepsi, you know, they're also this spring they're rolling out Mountain Do You Mind If I Come? And Doctor What's Up?
Wow. Okay. These are all fantastic products. So Gary, I don't have to like take my Pepsi, excuse me, bottle to a Pepsi refueling station. I can just pick up another one from the shelf at the store.
Yeah, I mean, you should really do that, because the thing about Pepsi, excuse me, is that it only has a voice life of about 10 minutes. And if you keep them around your house, they start to die, and it becomes incredibly creepy and sad. So, before I understood this, I had all these Pepsi bottles in my apartment, and there's just this chorus of, excuse me,
Pepsi.
Drink Pepsi. You know, it became this really, awful, really creepy thing. It was a chorus of them. I mean, pretty much, you know, I was so scared that I got thirsty and then had to go buy more Pepsi, excuse me.
Yeah, I can understand that, because there's nothing as consoling as a Pepsi.
Yeah, if you have a rough night, like, Pepsi is there for you. In a way, right, that, you know, racist old Coke is not.
Gary, I'm very interested in this product. I can't wait to pick up some Pepsi, excuse me, from the store for my next party or for the next time I pick up Pepsi.
Well, let me tell you one last exciting feature.
Oh,
Pepsi,
please.
Excuse me. So each, now that they're rolling out a new promotion where each cap, when you twist off the cap, it will either tell you a new polite way to announce yourself at a party, just as kind of like a, you know, trivia bit. Like, maybe you can come in and say, you know, look who brought the Pepsi, or you can come in and say, happy birthday.
What's up, Gramps?
Or what's up, Gramps? Or it tells you a fact about Coke. Like, did you know that after the Civil War, the laws that kept segregation in check used to be called Jim Coke laws?
I did know that. I did know that one.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, I mean, you know,
fascinating.
I didn't know. I mean, you're a student of you know, the Reconstruction and everything, but I was not.
And, so. And just kind of general racism. I've kind of been a student of that for a while.
Well, it's that almost everything I know about the Civil War and race comes from soda caps. And wrapping up, you know, you buy your Pepsi, you go to the Pepsi Excuse Me text next to the bottle return. They install the Pepsi Excuse Me software. It doubles the price of your Pepsi. So, you know, it costs a little bit extra, but I think it's worth it. From the tone of your voice, I think you think it's worth it.
Yeah.
And, so I would love it if you invest that. I really want to see these guys succeed. You know, Pepsi needs all the help they can get from us.
Yes, I completely agree. But it seems like they've come up with a really brilliant marketing scheme, and I can't wait until it's rolled out to the public.
Yes.
I'm all for it, Gary.
So with Pepsi, excuse me, you can politely announce your ability to quench. That's the tagline right now. They need to pare it down and make it a little bit more punchy. But right now, with Pepsi, excuse me, you can politely announce your ability to quench.
Okay.
Is what they're rolling with.
I like that. I like that a lot. That's very good. Now, Gary, unfortunately, I can't stay on the phone much longer. I have to go to the store to get some of that RC condolences, because I have to go to a funeral later.
Well, that seems useful, because then you don't have to actually say that you're sorry. They won't know it's about the RC, necessarily. They think it might be about the horse.
I just keep a small bottle in my pocket, like a flask, you know?
Yeah, and whenever anybody dies, you just take a swig.
And it just kind of goes, I'm sorry.
I hate to keep you from the funeral. And in retrospect, maybe you shouldn't let me talk so long. If you were heading off to a funeral, hopefully no one will be mad at you.
It's okay. It's all right.
You know, have a good time. And I will talk to you next week.
Okay, I'll see you later, Gary.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye. It's excellent. I am a sentient pickup truck or a semi truck.
Sure.
So I have wheeled and empathetic, and I speak entirely in trucker slang. And then every time I get a critical hit, I play a truck horn on my phone. and he's dumb but chaotic good. He hates Smokies and he hates what's it, pigs? Like, or what's the bears?
Oh, sure.
Smokies and bears.